I want to minister just in a few minutes after we pray on a thought. My sins, they're gone, gone at last. I'm going to borrow the title off of a song that several years ago became popular. The song has the words in it that said, I had a real bad time with sin, but thank God my sins, they're gone. They're gone at last. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, that you would come and visit us with a visitation of your Spirit, and you would pour your Spirit out upon this service today. And Lord, you would anoint the words as it goes forth out of this worship center and goes around the world. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would accomplish that wherein you sent it to accomplish. God's souls will be saved, reclaimed, healed, and set free by the power of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. You know, we've got a lot of things we can rejoice about. You know, the disciples, what they came to Jesus and they was all beside themselves. They said, you know, even the demons are subject and the devils are subject unto us. But, you know, the Lord said to them, this is the thing that you need to rejoice about, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the main thing that we should rejoice today, is our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We've been set free from our sins, and our sins, simply, they're gone at last. Now, we hear a lot of preaching of preachers really lambasting people and telling them all the things that they go to hell for and all the purposes and all that, and all that's needful in its place. But if we don't watch, we preach condemnation. And we preach to people on a condemning type message wherein that they say, well, it's no hope for me. I ain't no way in the world I can come up to that. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not by our righteousness that we're saved, but it's by his righteousness. It's his grace that has saved us and not we ourselves. In Philippians in the 3rd chapter in verse 13, I made mention of this just in another service that I use this chapter a whole lot. And there again, I want to use a verse out of it today in chapter 3 of Philippians in the 13th verse. Brethren, I count myself not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. But notice that word forgetting. You know, there's a lot of folks that their worst enemy is themselves, because they can't forgive themselves. They can't forget all the problems they've had. They can't forgive and forget and let themselves up. They've got themselves kind of under thumb. And you know, a lot of preachers have preached a condemnation message to where a lot of people are just convicted all the time. Everything I've heard people say, everything I go do, I just feel convicted because nobody's ever preached to me that I can have victory. I'm going to tell you something. One of the most important things we can preach to people is the victory of the Lord, because when your sins are gone, you've got victory. Amen. When the blood is cleansed and washed you from your sins, you've got victory. Amen. And we must understand, and we'll go to Paul's writings in the 8th chapter here just in a minute, but you know, the Bible, and a lot of people misquote that scripture. They say the Bible says that God will throw you in a sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. And that's not exactly the way it's quoted. That's not the writing of it. God does not call it a sea of forgetfulness, but he says he will throw your sins in the sea. He'll throw them off in the ocean. And the Bible says that he will remember them no more against you. I said when your sins are gone and gone at last, you've got the victory. Amen. When that sin that's been hanging over you, that sin that kept you bound, that sin that kept you down, when Jesus Christ forgave you and he washed your sins away, he throwed them sins away. He can't even remember them. He will never bring them up to you. He will never kick you in the teeth and say, this. He will never do that. Because the Bible tells us the only one that's the accuser of the brethren is the devil. And he's the accuser both day and night. He's the one that reminds you of your past sins. He's the one that reminds you of your weaknesses. He's the one that reminds you of your faults. Amen. God has thrown them in that sea, and he will remember them no more against you. They're gone at last. It's time we rise up in victory and put the devil underfoot and glorify and magnify God for what he has done. Now in Romans in the 8th chapter, in verse 1 and in verse 2, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to them that has been saved. Those that have been born by the Spirit of God, those that have received Jesus Christ, they're not under condemnation anymore. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That tells us that we can't just stop and say, well, we're forgiven, and that's all we have to do. We've got to keep taking in the Spirit. We've got to keep taking in understanding. We got to keep growing in the Lord. Amen. We don't grow into grace. We're saved by grace, but we grow once we get into grace. Amen. Well, all of us know a lot more today than we did when we first got saved. Amen. We've been through some battles. We've been through some trials. We've had a fight on our hand. Amen. And through those battles, we've learned patience. And through those trials, we've been restored in the Lord. And that renewing process of the Spirit that's working in our life daily, that when it feels like we're at the bitter end, God touches us and lifts us up, and we're renewed in our spirits. Amen. And then it goes on to say, for the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, who has made us free from the law of sin and the law of death. Once Jesus has tucked those sins, washed them away, put them in a sea of forgiveness, then, amen, you're free. You're free from that sin. You're free from the death and the condemnation of that sin. See, sin brings death and condemnation. If you look at Adam and Eve, what happened to them when they sinned? They got ashamed. They went and hid themselves from God. God come walking in the garden in the coolness of the evening to have fellowship with Adam and Eve, just as he always did. But this particular day, they went and hid themselves. They was ashamed. Their sins was naked before the Lord. There's two understandings of that word naked. Some people say, well, they didn't have clothes. That might have been so. But the point of it is, we're naked before God in our sins. We can't hide sin. You can't cover it up. You can't suppress it. The only thing you can do with sin is literally put it under the blood and ask the Lord to cleanse it and wash it. And then we can sing the song, my sins are gone. They're gone at last. Amen. But we are not under condemnation. We are now set free. Then in 1 John, and I like this section right here too. In 1 John in chapter 1 in verse 9. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Didn't say part of it, didn't say some of it. He said he's able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God does not remember your sins. He cleanses. Amen. Then in the next chapter there of 1 John in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, my little children, these things are right unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. When Jesus ascended on high, he sat down on the right hand side of God the Father, there to make intercessions for you and I. Amen. And for all the sins that we remit, he cleanses. He puts them in that sea, and he remembers us no more against us. Then in Hebrews, if we go look in Hebrews, and we look in the 8th chapter, And we look in verse 12, and I like this one. Amen. Chapter 8 of Hebrews, verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Why are you carrying them around? He don't remember them. He's done washed them. He's done cleansed them. Why do people carry them around? Because we have an adversary, the devil, that's pointing fingers, and he's trying to kick it back in our teeth, every wrong that we ever did or everything that we ever failed or every weakness we ever had. He's trying to kick it right back in our teeth. But God said, I remember them no more against you. Then the Psalms, amen, in Psalms 103, in a very powerful section of Scripture, there in Psalms 103, we find these words in, well, let's just read the first five verses. It's so powerful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Listen to verse 3. This is one of the key verses. Who forgiveth all iniquities and healeth all thou diseases. I'm glad he said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. I'm glad we can rejoice that our sins are forgiven, our iniquities are forgiven, and we have healing for all of our diseases. Who delivereth us from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thou mouth with good things, so that thou youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. We're purged, we're cleansed. God uses the story of the eagle so much through the Word of God. For the eagle is one of the most strongest and feared creatures upon the face of the earth. He's feared by all animals. He can swoop down out of the heavens and literally kill animals 25 times his size with his great strength and power and speed and his swiftness. How the eagle is able to do that, he has a renewing process. You know, it's kind of like a knife. You buy these knives and they say they'll never get dull. Well, that's great, because most knives, you have to keep sharpening them. You have to keep putting them over the whetstone and the wet rock. Well, an eagle has an understanding that is beyond anything that we can comprehend. An eagle, when he feels that his beak is getting dull, his wings or feathers getting broken, his claws are not to the point that he feels they need to be, he goes off into kind of like a bear hibernates. He goes into a form of hibernation. He goes and finds him a hiding place, and he beats off his beak against the rocks. He takes his claws and he drags them over the rocks till he breaks them and pulls them out. He takes his wings and beats his feathers against the rock till they come out. And there that eagle, which is feared by all creatures, sets there in a helpless condition. We've got to come helpless before the Lord if we ever get the renewing touch of God. We got to realize we can't, but he can. We got to realize all of our righteousness is filthy rags, and all of our righteousness couldn't save us. It was his grace that saved us, and we got to love him enough to live right from that day on. You know? We got to love him enough to bring forth and show to the world we're changed. Because when we go back and wallow in our sins, we put Jesus Christ to an open shame. Amen. And for that reason, when we are saved and forgiven and our sins are gone, we don't need to go back and pick them up, because we got to keep going through the process. Amen. We need to go through that renewing process of God like the eagle and realize that we're helpless within ourselves. And that old eagle sits there until he grows new claws, until he grows a new beak, until he grows new feathers on those wings. And then he goes and soars with the swiftness. And God said we can be renewed like the eagles. We can have that renewing touch, and we can have that renewing process working in our lives every day of our life. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved by his grace. I'm glad I'm washed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And then in Psalms, as we covered 1-5, let's look at Isaiah. In Isaiah, we find an understanding. In Isaiah chapter, we want to go first to chapter 43 of Isaiah in verse 25. Talking more about that promise wherein God said he throwed our sins in the sea and remember them no more against us. In Psalms 43 and 25, I am that he that blotteth out thou transgression for my own sake, and I will not remember thou sins. Amen. Here he said it again. I will not remember thou sins. Amen. And then we go in Isaiah in chapter 44 in verse 21 and verse 22. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servants. I have formed thee. Thou art my servants. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. In verse 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thou transgressions, and as a cloud thou sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Here he makes that promise that he has forgotten the sins. They're gone. What the blood covers is gone. What the blood covers. We need to ever be more reminded of this understanding. We need to forevermore be reminded, if it's been covered by the blood, it's gone. Thank God our sins, they're gone at last. Thank God we're not under the condemnation of sin. We're not under the curse of sin, but we've been set free by the blood of Jesus. Now, this physical body lives in a world that has a curse. We feel pain. We feel sorrow and hurt. We have to earn our living by the sweat of our brows. Our gardens grow weeds in them, as the old saying goes. And we have to deal with all the physical things comes because of the curse. But the inward man has been redeemed from that curse through the blood of Jesus Christ. And now we have been given life. And that life is more abundantly. And that life is eternal. That life is forevermore. And we're sealed in him, amen. And if we will abide in his word, amen, God will carry us through all the storms, all the trials, all the battles, and everything we got to go through, we'll come out victorious. But we got to keep this in mind. Our sins are gone. We got to keep in mind they're covered by the blood. We got to keep in mind anything that we have remitted and God has covered and cleansed and washed, they're not remembered anymore. God will never wake you up in the middle of the night and point a finger at you. That rasses you when you sleep and wakes you up and points a finger at you is the devil. And he tells you you're not going to make it. You're not going to survive. Amen. He seems like he works on us a lot in the night hours. And he works at us at times that he can catch us and beat us down. And we've got to say, wait a minute, devil. Wait a minute. That sin was covered by the blood, and God can't remember it no more against me. I've been cleansed from it. I've been reconciled. I was lost, but now I'm saved. I was dirty, but now I'm washed. I've been cleansed by the blood. And we sang a verse of that song again. Gone at last, had a real, real bad time with sin, but thank God my sins, they're gone. They're gone at last. Amen. I felt the Lord speak to me and spoke to me earlier today. And we was at the station and done a lot of programs there. And the Lord speaking to me, he said, tell my people not to live under condemnation of the sins that I've forgiven. Because that which he has been forgiven, that which has been cleansed, has been forgotten. Get them out of your mind. And if the devil comes knocking on your door, tell him, it is written, I shall not live by, you know, by bread and water alone, but I'm going to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And God told me my sins had been forgiven. My sins have been thrown in the sea. And my God will remember them no more against me. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sits on the right-hand side of my Father. And he is making intercessions. His pleasure is that I would not sin. But he said, if I do, I have an advocate with him. And he'll plead my case. And that which I commit unto him, he will wash and he will cleanse. I'm free. I'm free at last. I'm free from my sin. I'm free from the bondage of sin. I've got a brand new experience in Christ. Every day is a brand new day. Yesterday is dead and gone. That's the reason I like that so much when Paul said, forgetting the things are behind. You can't do a thing about yesterday. I watch people say, oh, I was hurt when I was a kid, or I was hurt. And listen, forget it. You can't do a thing about what happened yesterday. Get real. I tell people, get real. Get in the book. Get renewed. Be like the eagle. Amen. And get renewed. And get rid of the old, because he throwed it in the sea and remembers it no more against you. Why should you mulling it over? I've talked to people 25 years ago, and the next time I sin, they're still talking about the same old problem. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It's gone. It's gone. Your sins are gone at last. Don't carry baggage with you. I mean, life is short. The Bible says, like a vapor appeareth a while and then vanishes away. It's like water that's spilled on the ground. You're not going to be here forever. Our dad lived, 90? He was 93, but, you know, you could talk to him and it seemed so short. I'm 66, but then I look back and it seems like just yesterday I was just a barefoot boy over on the pass of the roads over there in Floyd County. But now I'm 66 years old. Seems like just a moment. And that's what the Lord says. Life is just like a vapor, appeareth a while. It's like water spilled on the ground, can't ever be regathered again. I'm going to tell you something. Life is too precious and too short to carry around a bunch of baggage and to carry around a bunch of problems that you can give to God. And if he can, I've heard people say, well, I just been hurt so bad I can't forget. Bull. Amen? That's what I say. Bull. Because if he can forget, you can forget. If he can forgive and forgive you, you can forgive yourself. And a lot of people fight that battle. Their own worst enemy is themselves, because they can't forgive themselves. They can't let it go. And I'm saying here today, it's in a sea of forgetfulness. Let it go. Let it go. Let yesterday go and reach towards the mark of the high calling that's Christ Jesus. Rejoice in the fact that my sins, thank God, they're gone, gone at last. Can we pray? Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the power of the word of God. We thank you for the anointing of the word of God. And God, we ask you, Lord, for men and women that need to receive this message, there'll be life into their soul. They can be renewed like the eagle. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, that if there's man, woman, boy, or girl that ever hears this message, from this day forth, wherever it is aired and played, Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus that they would realize that when Jesus cleansed them and washed them, they're not under condemnation anymore, and they're free from their sins, and they can rejoice in saying, thank God my sins are gone at last. God grant it. Grant healing and miracles, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. We just rejoice in the Lord.
Just join with us as we just lift up the name of the Lord and praise him. And, you know, it's good to know that we can get a touch from the Lord and just seek his face so that he can touch you. Sometimes we have to run from touch to touch, and his joy will be our strength. And that's what this song is about, running on mercy. Oh, yes, I'm running.
Yes, I'm running.
Running on mercy.
Running on mercy.
running from touch to touch. His joy is my strength. Oh, yes, I'm running.
Yes, I'm running.
Running on mercy.
Running on mercy.
It's a fuel I need to see me through to eternity. His hand so big and kind reaches down, closes round mine, pulls me over the mountain I would have to climb. He's there to comfort me through the hard times. I can see that I'm running on, keeping on, running on, running on mercy. Oh yes, I'm running.
Yes, I'm running.
Running on mercy.
Running on mercy.
Running from touch to touch. His joy is my strength. Oh yes, I'm running.
Yes, I'm running.
Running on mercy.
Running on mercy.
It's the fuel I need to see me through to eternity. Everywhere I follow him, he's been there, I know, making those crooked places straight, and those high places low. And it's so very plain to see, he's my shepherd, I'm his sheep, sheltered in his love. I can see, and I'm running on, running on mercy. Oh yes, I'm running.
Yes, I'm running.
Running on mercy.
Running on mercy.
Running from touch to touch. His joy is my strength. Oh yes, I'm running.
Yes, I'm running.
Running on mercy.
Running on mercy.
It's a fuel I need to see me through to eternity.
He's the fuel we need that keeps us running on. Amen. Hallelujah. This next song is I Never Shall Forget the Day. Thank you, Jesus. Long years ago, went out in sin. I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees, I prayed to Jesus and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing it, shout it, for he's everything to me. Now I can feel him by my side. My feeble steps, he comes to guide. When trials comes, he comforts me. Through faith in him or sin, I have the victory. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul was rolled away. Made me happy, glad and free. Sing it, shout it, for he's everything to me. Oh sinner, come to Jesus now. At his dear feet, just humbly bow. Confess to him your victory sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you and joy within. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing it, shout it, for he's everything to me.